You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Six assists for Green. Curry along three.
It's good! Steph Curry from way downtown! Some Curry chaos here in the third. It's the largest lead of the game.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Oh, I can't wait for more Curry chaos. Football, then the
I miss
NBA.
Mike Green. I miss him now. After I heard that call, too. Man, he's so good.
He makes everything better. He really does. He makes every call better. You know, this is your last chance. We can just go through every game for every team and just pick wins and losses if you want to do that. So I just want to make sure that you're not
Mike
on
the Mad Dog
100%.
All right, January 17th at the Pelicans?
Loss.
All right, January
19th against Houston?
Win. No, wait, hold on, that's not what I want to do. No, we're not going to do that. No, I've never.
Well, he would always just be like, what do we want to do? Give him a split? Am I give him a split? We give him 1-1? Am I going to just give him a split? And he'd be like, give him a split. The legends. Oh, God, I used to love that show. Amazing.
Hey, listen, man, they invented this format, so you love it. But no, my mad dog is terrible. Jake, you're being nice. My bad dog is absolutely terrible, but I'll try.
I kind of enjoyed it. I wouldn't tell you it was authentic, but I did laugh. I actually thought it was pretty good.
I look at when I do random voices like that, it turns out to be more of an impression as opposed to an impersonation. I don't try to sound like him.
Like a parody.
I just try to sound like it's an exaggerated version. It's because it's easier that way. Because there are people that do really, really good impressions. Like you can sound just like them. That's not really me all the time. So I just don't try to go down that road. It is what it is, you know? So there you go. It is what it is. But all right. So you don't want to do that. All right. So the one thing now that we have, like, I don't know how much do you look at strength of schedule at all for NBA teams? Like NFL is its own discussion, but I kind of feel like it's the same thing in the NBA where we can sit there and look at strength of schedule, but it only gives you so much. So I don't really factor a lot of that stuff in. When the schedule comes out, here's what I care about. What's on Christmas Day? What are you opening with? And then is there anything new? Which the NBA did bring in two new things. And I love the two ideas the NBA had. The big thing is that rivalry week where you and I have talked about this. They got no rivalries in the NBA. There's no juice. They're all dormant right now. But they're capitalizing on some of the great series you had in the playoffs last year and saying, hey, this Grizzlies-Warriors, that's a rivalry. And guys are feeding into it on Twitter. It's becoming – so the NBA is accentuating these small potential rivalries. Now there's history. They got the Lakers and Celtics playing one game at that point during that rivalry week that they've decided to make. But for the most part, it's like, hey, we got Raptors and Warriors. Remember when they played in the finals 3 years ago? Yeah, it feels like 10 years ago at this point with the way the world's been. But I do like that they did that. And then I like the fact that they added more of a gap at times between travel days for teams, which will make teams that are on the road less road weary at times. That's something to absolutely factor into games this year. When you're on a 5-game road trip, but you got more time between games, that's going to help. But other than that, I don't get like deep dives into the NBA schedule because we're too far away and it's too many games and there's just so many factors that still have to get thrown in there.
Yeah, I feel this way about a lot of schedule analysis for all sports. When we do college football next week, you and I, this will come up a little bit. Like, we're not going to look at teams very closely with like a very, very large magnifying glass on projecting each game of the schedule. And I'm always a little puzzled that people do that. And it's really fun. So I guess I shouldn't be puzzled. Like, it's really fun to do that and like do them, even just the Mike and the Mad Dog, like loss, win. Like, if that's a really fun exercise, but like to make a bet based off of anything like that, or like a reading of the schedule, I guess, from like a really focused standpoint, kind of seems like a mistake. Cause I was just kind of feel like, you know, if you pitched me a college football, so much easier. Cause it's so binary. Like, there are so many like good games, bad games, and there's only 12. So if you're like, oh, but like, I like this team under, oh no, but they play this team and this team, and be like, do you think you're the only person that knows they play that team? And that, like, all of us are operating like they don't play Alabama, but you know, you're the smart one. You know, they play. None of us know. We don't know they play Alabama, but you know, you're the guy who knows. Just like, yeah, if we all know that, what do you think the likelihood is that the teams a team has to play, especially in college football, but in the NBA, we can make the same argument, like that the conference a team plays in and how difficult the conference is, the division a team plays in and how difficult the division is. What do you think the chances are that the market has already kind of priced that in? It's only the most obvious thing outside of like a quarterback injury that could possibly be priced into anything. Now, if you happen to have like ratings for teams where you like a whole division more, and that's like kind of your, the division's tough argument, like, okay, cool. That's kind of like your proprietary info or your analysis, your handicapping, you bring that in, you make a bet. Sure. But just in general, the like who a team plays thing, it's public information. Like, we got it. We know, yeah, who they're playing.
Everybody's seen it.
And yeah, and just in the NBA especially, although we did not know like the number of back-to-backs would be probably the only important thing that would come out of it, because, you know, for people who don't know, basically like a back-to-back is like an auto multiple point adjustment in the market for the team that is on the second night of a back-to-back. That's just an auto, never mind the fact that they might rest players in addition to that. If they even played a full lineup, it's a multiple point deduction. We did learn that piece of information, like who has the most. They try to keep it as balanced as possible, but there's still like a, I think it's like a, you know, a 4-5 back-to-back separation between the most and the least. So you do have a couple extra games that separate some teams, but not a lot. Over 82, the opponents we already know, it's like a preset rotation schedule between division and out of conference and in conference. So we knew that stuff already. And these windows have been out for a little bit. So the really, really, really bad ones got bet into already, which is just like really fun. It's like, oh, Wizards down 2. You don't say. So who could have ever thought? Who would have ever thought that would get bet? Oh, Celtics getting bet under a little bit. could never have imagined. So I just, yeah, the schedule stuff's always, it's really fun to talk about. There are some valuable things that come out of it, but for the most part, kind of like a much ado about nothing thing from a betting standpoint. Like, we're all getting the information at the same time and we're all processing it at the same time, and the markets have it and everybody around the sports books have, you know, like every person involved with every aspect of this has that information. So like, what is the likelihood you can glean some like crazy amount of value out of it that no one else can find? Gotta be a crazy edge, something people aren't thinking about, and tough to find those. So yeah, I mean, just the schedule is always in a sport like this, it's a little, it's always a little overrated for me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's really just about the matchups. And then, look, we've got, like, opening weak lines, and that's about it.
That stuff's awesome because it's like fantasy. Yeah. You're trying to imagine the game in your head, basically. You're like, oh man, like Giannis against the Celtics next year with that team, like that's going to be crazy. Warriors Grizzlies hate each other, but they kind of don't. It's kind of playful, but they do kind of hate each other. And so yeah, that stuff's super fun. Like that's, I mean, I would, you know, I like thinking about that stuff.
Oh yeah, because look, you've got Warriors and Lakers opening up. Warriors, by the way, all the way already 6.5-point favorites. I feel like that's going to be an easy. I know we're way out. That feels like an easy Warriors cover for me. That Lakers team, I have just no confidence in them. I don't care. LeBron signed his extension. That doesn't mean anything unless they drastically change this roster by the time the season starts. But you know, if you look at that Christmas Day thing, what are we going to do this year when you've got the NFL and you've got the NBA? All at the same time. Like that's going to be tough for me to have bets on games and then sit there. I'm going to need even more screens. I'm going to either have to buy more TVs or bring in more tablets and laptops and just set up a war room to be able to watch everything all at once. I mean, I guess technically you're not going to have like five NBA games at once, but still, like, it's going to be an overwhelming amount of stuff to do. My family has at least learned with me, like my family, my in-laws now know too, after all these years, Christmas Day is also the NBA for me. You're going to have to deal with it, but now it's also the NFL. So it's going to be a complicated day for me. My emotions are going to be running very high that day, Ken.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always just the more the better, you know. And just like I'll figure out how many screens it takes and how many family members to ignore and how many, you know, DVRs to set up to make it happen. I just especially thinking about it like August 18th when there's absolutely nothing going on, like, you know, BMW championship up on one monitor. There's baseball tonight, and I've been watching a little bit more pennant race baseball down the stretch just because it's been kind of fun. The Mets Braves second series now in a row, or second in two weekends, was pretty fun to consume anyway. But you know, it just, you tell me right now, there's like, hey, there's a day with NBA and NFL on at the same time, and I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm just gonna start salivating. You're gonna be like, but it's Christmas, and I'll be like, there is no but in that situation. It's August 18th. I pretty much, you know, I'd sacrifice anything to have a day like that right now to have a lot of stuff to watch. The one I was thinking about this before, just one last schedule discussion point before we can move on to our favorite bets if you want, is there is something that can be valuable for the schedule. Actually, I'll even go so far as to say the thing that can be the most valuable when the schedule comes out is, and we did this with the NFL a lot, with a lot of success last year, and I think you can use it this year, you can use it in any sport, is trying to figure out an entry point to bet a team or a player if you like them in certain markets. So in some sports, this is easier to figure out than others, right? Like in college football, I think we can feel really good that like when Texas plays UL Monroe week one, it is highly likely to have a different result than when they play Alabama in week two. So like if you were trying to time when to bet Texas to win the title or whatever, or one of their players to win the Heisman or anything, yeah, they could beat Alabama, but just like you understand what you're getting into when you make a bet before each individual game. You understand what their win probability is, how unlikely or likely something to happen is. The total of the game can tell you how high scoring it might be, which is, if you're like betting the Heisman, for example, would be really important. If the total is 40, your guy might not put up a lot of stats. If the total is 75, maybe this is the time to bomb away on that stuff. In the NBA, what I like to do with like the especially like sort of the longer schedule sports, but even the NFL, I found had a lot of success with this, is like break it down into smaller, like 10% chunks or 25% chunks and figure out like, when does a team have an insanely, very likely easy stretch of their schedule coming up? When do they have a very likely difficult schedule? You can obviously, injuries are important in that too. If everyone's hurt, but they're about to play an easy schedule, who cares? Everyone's hurt. Like they're not going to be very good probably. But if you see things start to time up like that, we're like, hey, next 15 games, they're home for a bunch. They play the Pistons a lot. They play, you know, whatever. They play Indiana a lot. In baseball, this happens all the time. The White Sox just finished a period of their schedule prior to that Astros series where they played like nobody who mattered, basically, and they were able to just tread water. We see teams kind of bounce around different parts of their schedule all the time. And a lot of times, because we know what the markets are going to be for those games, we can project a little bit and have a better idea of when to bet. So in the NBA, that would be especially like MVP would definitely be part of it, but more than that would be like division type stuff, modified win totals a little bit, but like that market hasn't really gotten that big yet in America, and maybe it will eventually because the NBA kind of embraces betting a little bit more. But just like the regular season standings type stuff, like when teams are, you can look into a crystal ball a little bit. You just look at the schedule. Okay, if they have Pacers, Thunder, Pistons coming up, and the other team has at Denver, at Dallas, at Clippers, it's, you know, we can make a little bit of a guess there about what that next three games is going to look like for each teams, and that one might be playing a little bit more difficult than the other, and that might be a reason to bet because a price is likely to drop or go up or whatever. So that would just be my only thing about the schedule is it can help you, can help you with betting, but just it only helps you because like you can kind of see what's coming a little bit from a win probability standpoint, like within a season, within parts of a season.
Before we get, we only got 3 minutes left in this. I don't want to start our win totals that we love just yet because that's going to be a lot of stuff that we're going to get into. But I do at least want to bring this up with you because we glossed over it, but I never got a chance to hear what you actually think about it.
Sure.
The reduced travel for teams, road trips, mileage, and all that, do you factor that in as a big difference maker, a small difference maker? To me, I see that as a difference maker, but it's not going to be massive. But I really feel like that's going to benefit some teams, especially when you're on those 4 and 5 game road trips and you've got the back-to-backs and maybe they stretch that out a little bit more where you'd factor then. And like last year, I remember there were times where the Warriors would just sit everybody in the second game of a back-to-back on a road trip. And you knew like it was just going to change the whole landscape of the game. Everything flipped. It made no sense. The NBA is clearly trying to get rid of guys sitting out when they're healthy and rest days and load management types of situations. But how much of that, like, would you factor into it? Because I feel like it definitely will make a difference, but not necessarily something that's going to be maybe glaring right away.
I think the NBA is attempting to raise the floor on number of games superstar players play, decrease the number of games they sit, make everything easier so that the quality of the game obviously gets a lot better. I mean, we've had stretches the last few regular seasons. Part of it was the compressed calendar, COVID and everything, and like the season never started or finished on time. A lot of games into a small window. The idea that like the current NBA game is so much more demanding than all the previous years and it gets more demanding every year, so guys get hurt more often or have to rest. Like I'm in on all that stuff. I think no matter, just like I also know human behavior, and no matter how easy the NBA tries to make it for these guys to play, if there's a way for them to not play, they're not going to play. Yeah. So like you can make it as easy as possible. You can say, we'll give you all the rest in the world. And they're going to say, yeah, you know what? My ankle hurts. Sorry. Or like, you know what? I have a non-COVID related illness. I ate some bad food. I'm out. And the team will be like, great, because we need you for the playoffs. Please sit. Please don't play. I appreciate what the NBA is trying to do. I mean, their hands are tied here, basically. They can't make the players play. I guess they could institute a bunch of penalties, but the NBA Players Association would like kill them over it, basically. Like, would never let it happen. So I think just like a laudable goal, and I appreciate that they're doing that. And maybe it helps a little bit with the quality of the play, but I think you're going to still see a ton of load management. Players understand the playoffs are so much more important. None of that's going to change, I think. And you know, despite the league's best efforts, I don't think any of it's going to change.
It's the thing. What are they calling it now? Quiet quitting. People just do the bare minimum. That's what you get in the NBA. That on the show. Guys are quiet. Like, my earlobe quiet hurts. Quitting. I'm just not going to play. Yeah. All right. Our three favorite win totals coming up next. You better you bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.